tell you, I was that same kid just now. I don't want to go. I don't want to go. And Mom's like, you're going to go. Let us pray.
Father God, we thank you. Thank you, God, for this amazing time. Lord, we can celebrate freedom. Freedom in Christ. God, no matter what, we're going to have to decide how to, if this is a bad day or a good day, but God, if we're alive and we live in a country like we do, we're going to celebrate today. It is a good day, God. You are a good God. We are in a great place. We are not sad. We are excited. To God be the glory today. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. God bless us, God, with a word that will be able to carry us through this year. That we can say we are proud of all that God is doing in our lives and all around us. Today, Father, is a day of celebration, for you've been good to us. Yes. We celebrate you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. My brothers and my sisters, I'm going to have to get my little timer together because my brother, he didn't take all my time, but some of it. But I can manage.
I'm right here.
I can manage. There you go. Look, I can manage. I can manage around it. As we look at the 4th of July, as I was driving by, I saw all the flags up, and I saw people getting ready to barbecue, and so that must mean there's going to be some barbecue competitions going on. Where would we find a word to match the day? Where would we find a word to match all that's going on in our lives? And I would say meet me in Galatians 5. Galatians 5, verse 13. Let me read it in your hearing. Galatians 5, 13. Hear these words. For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Final put a title to the text today. It's really simple. It's going to title it, A Reason Why I Smile. The Reason Why I Smile. Right now, you all know there's some people who love to smile. They're always a happy people. They love to smile. There's some people in this room who love to smile. If that's you, hello, how you doing today? There's some people who don't like to smile. They always got a grumpy looking face. They always look like they're mad and you don't want to talk to them. Sometimes you're married to them. Sometimes they're your parents. Sometimes they're your kids. You know what it's like to have a grumpy looking person in your life. Don't look at them as your spouse. Please don't do that. I don't want any fights today. But you know what it's like to be around a grumpy looking person. Today, grumpy people are not going to have a good day. Today you're going to smile. I want to see some teeth today. Smile. It's a good day to smile. Let me tell you why you should smile. There's some people who can live in a hut with no gas, no lights, and bills and still smile. There's some people, you give them money, you give them power, you give them health, you give them strength, and I'll be god doggone if they still got a frown on their face. Today, you are going to smile. Someone today, I got a reason to smile. Tell your neighbor, smile.
Smile.
Smile. She's like, I am not telling him to smile. Listen, smile. There you go. He smiles. Look at him. He smiles. Let me tell you a reason why. Because you cannot live in your past. You can just learn from it. If you had a bad day 24 hours ago, that's not today. Today is a good reason to smile. If you're alive today, can you give God a hand clap of praise? Because I'm just glad I'm alive. Come with me now to the book of Galatians, and they had a reason to smile. Galatians chapter 3, there was a big debate about if you have Christ in your life, is it possible to lose Christ? What happened is some people came and people who were saved were told that Christ isn't enough. And Galatians 3:1 would say, Paul would say, oh, you foolish Galatians, who has betwixt you? For you had Christ, but now you think you need Christ and more. What happens when you don't think Christ is enough? What happens when you don't think Christ is enough? What happens when a nation doesn't think Christ is enough? What happens to a man or woman who doesn't think Christ is enough? It's really simple. You become lost. And you look for every and anything to make you happy. Well, today I want you to be found. Let me give you my first point. Don't let the issues of this world stop you from accepting the gift of God. Do not Let the issues of this world stop you from accepting the gift of God. The Bible says, for you are called to freedom. That means you were chosen. That means you were selected. That means you were elected. That means you were picked. It is a gift. Someone needs to know today, you are blessed to be alive today. In 2020, over 500,000 people died and you are alive. You are blessed today. You are blessed today. And that would mean if you are blessed, someone might want to say, I want to praise God for that. That's a reason I want to praise God, because I am blessed today. You see, there's a gift of knowing that you're in Christ. There was a story of a woman who was a great Sunday school teacher, and she went to this new church. She'd been teaching there for like maybe 2 or 3 months, and the people were trying to get used to her. And a couple of the old saints said, hey, Pastor, we want to talk to you about Sister Sue. What's wrong with Sister Sue? Oh, nothing. We love her. We love her, but we're not really sure if she's saved. He said, why? Well, she has purple hair. She dresses loudly. I mean, she wears pants, Pastor. Pastor says, well, Sister Jane, Sister Sue's a little different than you. Sister Sue is, she's secure in being a Christian. See, she's not afraid. See, there's no cookie cutter Christian. There's not one way to be a Christian. See, Christians wear loud colored clothes. Christians wear tight clothes. They wear loose clothes. They have colored hair. They dye their hair. They let their hair be black. They like pork chops. They like to watch Netflix. They like to watch football. They get a little angry sometimes. Can anyone admit that being a Christian is not a cookie cutter? But are you happy to be a Christian? Are there any secure Christians? What we're talking about, not trying to be something other than what God has made you to be. It's a gift. Paul would say you've been freed from something, but that means you're free to do something. So we're coming from something to do something. Paul would end up saying, you're freed from God's wrath, coming out of Romans 5:9. You're freed from temptation, coming from Romans 6:22. You're freed from the power of Satan, 1 John 4:4. Someone in this room is freed from the curse of the law, because the law is nothing but death. Someone in this room is a free man or woman in Christ. Someone in this room is free from the guilt of sin. Someone in this room is free from the penalty of sin. There's someone in this room who's free. Free. You see, you're free because you know that you were once a slave to sin and now you're a slave to righteousness, out of Romans 6:18. Someone knows that we're all equal in Christ. There is no Jew, there is no Gentile. We're just Christians. Hey, somebody, we're just Christians. Just Christians, that's all we are. We're black Christians, white Christians, yellow Christians, polka dot Christians. We're skinny Christians. We're some big Christians too. But we are happy Christians. We are reconciled with God. We're not mad at God. God's not mad at us. When we barbecue today, even if we burn the burger or not, we are happy Christians. Because guess what we are? 2 Corinthians 5:17 would say, we're new creatures. I'm not what I used to be. And that's what this is about. That this is knowing I'm not what I used to be. One of the most tragic things in the world is knowing the most secure jail that's ever been built is the one in your mind. That you are your worst jailer. Some people are in jail to their sins. Some people are in jail because they used to cheat. Some people are in jail, they used to lie. They have regrets, they've made mistakes. Some people are in jail because of their past, and no one is putting them there, but in their mind, they know what they used to be. I come to tell someone today, you are free. You got me, brother, right there. John 8:1 tells a story of a woman, pretty girl, who was having a little maybe too much fun with a married man. And she got drug out by the Pharisees and Sadducees, and Christ was sitting down teaching. And they drug this woman out, and they pulled her by her hair, and they threw her in front of Christ. And they said, "Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery." And Christ said nothing. And they said, "Teacher, the law of Moses says she should be stoned." And they kept on pressing Christ. They kept on telling Christ, "Do you have to stone her?" And you know what Christ said? "You're right. But, whoever's without sin, let him cast the first stone." And then he did something that was funny. He started bending down and he started writing. And most likely, he wrote down some names like cheater, liar, Jane and Sue, and some people who were looking. Christ knows all things. Whatever he was writing made every old saint go away, made every new saint go away, because guess what? There is no one who's perfect. We all fall short of the glory of God. And guess what? There was a woman who was left there with Christ, and Christ asked her one question. "Woman, where are your accusers?" She says, "They're gone." Christ said, "You have no accusers, neither do I accuse you. Go and sin no more." What am I saying? I need someone to say, it's time to turn the page. It's time to turn the page. It's time to turn the page. It's time to turn. Today's a good day. It's Independence Day. Is there any free people here? I need someone to say, "I've got to turn the page. I've got to turn the page. I'm going to start fresh today. This is a new day. This is a new day." And I challenge you on this Independence Day to dream. I challenge you. If this country is so great, I challenge you to dream. I challenge you to fight. I challenge you to struggle. I even challenge you to make mistakes. I challenge you. For God has you here on this earth to do something. There's something you're supposed to do. The two greatest days of your life will always be the same. The day you were born, the day you found your purpose. And today I dare you to celebrate. God, you got a purpose for me today. I dare you to clap. I want to praise God today, because does God have a purpose for anyone in this room? I just need one person. I don't need everybody. Because there's some people, they will find a reason to be mad, but today I've got a reason to smile. I want to talk about the grace of God. I want to talk about God's grace. It's God's grace that has kept us. It's God's grace that's keeping our nation. It's God's grace. It's God's grace. It's just grace. You see, 2 things Paul would say. Paul would make this one point, and you can write this down. The greatest thing you'll ever do will be or do for someone else, not yourself. The greatest thing you'll ever do, Paul would say that. The greatest thing you'll ever do will never be just for yourself. The greatest thing you'll ever do will be in the service to someone else. He'll say these words, "Brothers, only do not use the freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." Paul was giving a warning. He's saying freedom to serve, not freedom to sin. Freedom to serve, not freedom to sin. You see, there's this battle that's going on in Christendom, that is, that it's legalism, liberty, and license. Legalism is saying that I'm a Christian and I live by the Ten Commandments. I do everything the Bible says. I'm a good person. I go to church. I do all these good things. I try my best to be perfect. I do this and I do that and I do everything right. But we all know that's a lie. Then you got license. I'm a Christian and I want to do whatever I want to do. I want to enjoy life to the fullest. I don't really care what it is. As long as it makes me feel good, that's license. But in the middle, where I want you to be, is liberty. I want someone to say that I was born for a purpose. I was born to be a good neighbor. I was born to be a good Christian. I was born to be a good friend. I was born to help somebody. I was born so people can see Christ in America. I was born for a reason, to be a good mother, to be a good father, to be a good citizen. And whatever you decide to crap with me, that'll be okay. I was born to be a Christian. I was born to do something great. I was born to do. License would, have you ever dated someone who only wanted what they wanted and didn't care what you wanted? And kept going on and on and on and never stopped? Have you ever dated someone, they had these rules that no matter what, you always seem to be caught in a catch-22? But have you ever met someone who said it's okay? And I hope you would marry someone like that who said it's okay, that we're going to grow together, that we're going to be happy together. Today, I want to talk about liberty in Christ. Are there any free people today who can smile that I'm free in Christ, that I've got my independence in Christ, I've got my opportunity in Christ, I've got my deliverance in Christ? There's a story of a father who came home after working the late night, and his two kids were excited. Daddy, Daddy, are you going to barbecue? And he looked. I don't know. His wife said, your dad's got to go to bed. He looked at his kids, all sad. And he says, no, we're going to barbecue today. And his wife says, no, you're tired and these kids are ungrateful. And the husband looked at his wife and says, no. I went and worked a job for 12 hours that I had to do. But to cook for 2 hours for my kids is what I want to do. That's what liberty is. You want to serve someone. Does anybody want to be a good mother? Does anybody want to be a good father? Does anybody want to be a good Christian? That's what liberty is. And you see, God wants you to be what that is. God wants you to be free enough to say, I love my life. I love serving the Lord. I love going to church. I love reading my Bible. You don't got to make me do it. You don't got to make me sing. You don't got to make me talk about God. I love the Lord. Does anyone love the Lord? And I just love the Lord. I love God. You know, you can call me crazy. Yes. I love God.
Yes. Yes.
That's what it is.
Amen.
Let me bless you with my little final point. The test in life isn't about stuff. It's about humanity.
That's right.
The test in your life has nothing to do with your stuff. It has everything to do with your humanity. The Bible says, for the whole law is fulfilled in one word. You shall love the Lord. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The Galatians had a problem. They had everything they could possibly want. But Paul said you didn't need all that. All you needed was Christ. But after Paul left, some people came and says, no, you have to be this way and you have to be that way. And what happens is when you want to please people, not Christ, you find yourself lost. The most powerful weapon in this world is not outside of you, but inside of you. You don't need to put on any new clothes, no new hair, no new anything. But if inside you, you're a new creature, that God has blessed you, this is your word. Paul found something that could move mountains. He found something that would make him press toward the mark. Paul found something that was greater than rules and tradition. Paul found love. Love. Love will make you do things that you've never thought you'd do and want to do them. Can I get one amen on that? Love. 1 Corinthians 13, love is patient, love is kind, love does not envy, love does not boast. There's got to be a mother or a father who says, I love my kids and I'll do whatever it takes. There's got to be, is there anybody who loves their family? Anybody? I love my grandkids. I love, I'm not going to say your spouse. I love my spouse. How about that? The hands did not go up. love. What we're talking about, liberty in Christ and love will make you want to serve someone.
Yes.
You cannot love until you first find Christ, and in Christ, you can serve anybody. But if you do not have love, and you say you're a Christian, you'll be a slave to something. Either legalism, where everyone has to follow your rules, or liberty, or license, where you can do whatever you want to do. Love. Someone in this room has got to learn to love people. And when I say that, someone in this room's got to learn to volunteer, to give. Someone's got to learn to be an encourager. Someone's got to learn to be a helper. Or better yet, someone in this room knows what it's like. They love volunteering. They love helping. They love helping people. They love encouraging people. Call me crazy, but there's got to be someone who's not afraid of people being successful. Call me crazy, but there's got to be a Christian who wants people to do great things. Are there any Christians who want people, just people? I want to live in a great nation. I want everyone to have a good house. I want everyone to be at peace. I don't want anyone to be afraid. I don't want a nation that hates. I'm a believer. That's what I am. I believe that America is a great nation because it begins with me, because I don't hate nobody. I love everybody. I want to encourage somebody. There's a man right there. Can you stand up? Because you're a believer too, that you want people to see God is good, but God is good in your life. Are there any believers who believe that we are the reason the country is what it is? A believer. Are there any crazy people? Are you crazy enough to believe that this is the day the Lord has made? Hey, somebody. And can you know what? I'm crazy. But can you stand up too? Are there any other crazy people? I want to see the crazy people today. I want to see the crazy people. If you're not crazy, sit down. Because guess what? This is the crazy people. I'm crazy like you. I believe in you. I believe in you. I like your joke too, just so you'll know that. I believe in you. I believe. Leave him there. You just gotta love him. There you go, boy. There you go. You gonna love me. There's got to be crazy people. That's what the gospel is. You can stand up because I'm almost done. The gospel requires you to be crazy. Crazy. That the world will see your energy, your love, your compassion. You are supposed to do great things. You are the reason this day is good.
Yes.
You are blessed.
Best.
You are the reason your family is going the way it's going.
Amen.
You are the reason. You are the glue. Not just for your family, but the community. But not just for the community, for the nation. The nation needs crazy believers that believe this day the Lord has made. That's what this is about. We don't need no wishy-washy people. We just need crazy people. For Jesus was crazy enough to believe he died for people who hated him. And you. You gotta love people who don't like you.
Yes.
You gotta love people who don't like you because you're crazy. Because you know God has made you and God will keep you. God will keep your marriage. God will keep your health. God will keep your strength. God will keep you. You are not lost. No, beloved. You are the only real thing that's keeping this country where it is. America's only great because of crazy believers like you. Your children will be blessed. Your grandchildren will be blessed. You are the reason. That's why I can smile. Because I'm looking at the only thing that God is going to come back for. God is going to come back for you. And if you're crazy enough to believe it, can you give God a hand clap? I'm going to close now. The NFL has 55 members of its team. And if you're Redskins fans, you're going to heaven automatically, so don't worry. Hopefully you're laughing because it's true, but amen. But only 46 members get dressed for every game. Today I'm going to call the whole team to the court. Today I'm calling all of God's children to come pray for our nation. Because you cannot pray if you do not believe. You don't need to pray if you don't believe. I am calling. I challenge you. You want to pray for our nation. Let us pray. Come to the court. Come to the court. Let us grab hands. A great prophet says, the only way this nation will be healed is when believers come together and come together and pray. Today, we do the craziest thing that we have people from so many different parts of our nation coming together to pray. We pray as one, for we are not two nations. That's awesome. We come together as one nation, as one people. All of our children are at stake, not some.
Amen.
All of our lives are at stake, not some. If this country does not survive, we all die. Amen. There are no two countries, it's one. Today we pray for our nation, to our God, for our children, that our God would keep them, that we would be a light, not a distraction. Our children have to see crazy Christians who believe, but that's what you were called to do. You have the most powerful weapon inside you, that is your faith. Today we use you. Father God, we stretch out our hands to you. Father, this day we ask for nothing but just call on your name, Jesus. Jesus. It is a name, Father, that no one wants to say. In many churches, they just say God, but they don't want to say Jesus. It is you who went to the cross, it is you who died. It is you who rose again, so we say, Jesus. The grave is empty, but Jesus was in the grave. So Jesus. And today, Father God, we pray, God, a selfish prayer, God. We pray, God, for that which is not here, God. We pray, God, for love in our nation, God. We pray, God, for love that abounds all things, God. We pray for love, God. We pray for love for one another, God. We pray for the love of Christ, God. We pray for the love of just decency, God. We pray for the love of righteousness, God. We pray for the love, God. We pray for love today, God. We pray, God, because we see, God, our world is being destroyed, not by hate, but by lack of love. So we pray for love, Father. That mothers would love their daughters. That mothers would love their sons. That fathers would love their kids. We pray for love, God. We pray that brothers and sisters would get along, God. We pray that people of different cultures would get along. God, we pray, God. We pray, God, because there is no two anything. We are one people. God, you made us and you fashioned us differently so we can see the uniqueness and the beauty. Every last one in the circle is special to you. So God, we pray for everyone in the circle. God, we touch and agree with whatever they're praying for. God, we believe, God, that you're able to do what you said you could do exceedingly and abundantly. So God, we pray, God, and we pray fervently, God. Hear our prayer, God.
Yes.
We pray, God.
Our
world is dying, Father. Father, it's dying from the inside. God, it's dying. It's not the weather, but the weather is going crazy. But the people are worse. Our minds are no longer on peace. We are so divided, Father God, that we think that it's a battle when all of us are saved by the same blood. So today, Father, we pray for you. Unity in the church.
Yes.
Unity, God, that we would be one. That's what this is about, isn't it? And God, we pray for our neighbors. We pray for those who don't even recognize us, those who don't like us. We pray for those who like us. God, we just pray for our brothers and sisters because this is the will of God. If this is what you want, Father, that you would heal our land, then we pray for all. We pray for every person, everywhere, for one thing, that God, you would touch them and that they would want to do your will too.
Yes.
We pray for the will of God for America, that America would get in line with the Bible, that the Bible would rule, that the word of God would dominate, that God would be on the throne. Today, Father, we pray for sickness and those who are hurting and those who are ill. Father, we pray for those who lost, and we pray, God, that they'd be found. We pray, God, for drug addiction. God, we pray, God, for teenage adolescents. We pray, God, for abuse. God, we pray for everything. For truly, if our brothers or sisters are in trouble, so are we. It is now, Father. We just ask one thing. Jesus, use us. Use us. That we can be your hands and your feet. That we can serve you. That our living will not be in vain. That God, that somewhere down the line, that you would be able to ask us to do something and we would not consider it robbery to be the hands and feet of Christ. For that's what this is. If we belong to you, then we could and should be able to be used by you. So God, we pray to be used now. We pray, God, we beg you, heal our land. Use us. We are your children. We are your hands. We are your feet. Better than that, Father, we are your people. For this is our prayer. We pray for those who need salvation because that's what this is about. You cannot love anything if you do not love Christ.
Amen.
So bless us now. Keep us now. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody give God a hand clap. You see, every last one of us will die one day. The Bible says every last one of us will have to give an account. You cannot live your life for you. You were born to help somebody. You were born to give. You were not born to take. If Christ died and gave, if you are a Christian, what must you do? You must give. God bless you. I truly, to see this many people from so many walks of life, I know God is real.
Yes.
Just by looking at you, God is real. God is real.
Hey! God, hey! Hey! God is real! God is real!
I love you. I tell you what, I wish I had y'all lives. I tell you what. I tell you what. I'll trade with you guys. Y'all got some good lives. Come on now. Look at that young man. Look like a model. Look at you, boy. Come on now.
He's like, talking to me.
Come on. You are blessed, young man.
Amen.
You are blessed.
Amen.
Don't ever let anyone tell you about it. You have a beautiful life. Beautiful family. Oh, my God. I'm jealous of you. I've got to get to my job. Back to my church.
Thank
I love you all. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor. You're welcome. We'll dismiss in just a moment.
Oh, God bless you.
You're good.
I tell you. I love y'all.
Blessings.
Oh, I tell you what. Y'all are crazy like me.
It's good to be.